This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with my little boy, Adrian Chenault. How are you, Adrian?
I am good.
So we are going to have a great show for you today. It is two-pronged with what's going on in Washington, D.C., in New York City, obviously in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We did a little pivot, and at the back end of this show, we've got Troy Dooley and a guy named Andre Norman on the show talking about just exactly what we need to do to peacefully protest and not burn down buildings and get our point across without hurting anybody. And I'm really excited about that. But the front half of the show, Adrian fell in love with these people, calls me on the phone, telling me a story about it. I'm going to roll in my eyes because they're financial literacy and I'm not very literate. So all of a sudden it dawned on me that they knew somebody that I knew. So I called this guy named J.D. Mayotte, who I went to high school with. He's a stockbroker, and he'd made a lot of money. Very, very bright guy. And he gave me the most rousing endorsement of these people that a person could possibly have. And he's a curmudgeon by nature, so that was crazy. So take it away, baby.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It just proves I'm a very good judge of character.
Yes, you are.
I like to say. So Lyle Donnelly and Daily Crom, welcome to the show. It's great to have you guys.
Great to be here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we have, this is starting to become a theme, I think, that we have kind of the parent-child in business together, taking on the world thing going on together, and that's pretty cool.
Hello, father. Hello, daughter.
Yeah,
that's very exciting. And it's good to have your children. Actually, I mean, you live your life as a network marketer, praying your kids join you in business, but I think the chances of it happening are about 1,000,000 to 1. Because they see that you're working so hard all the time. You know, you're working day and night, and the kids are going, I think I'm going to go get a good education and forego all that aggravation. And that's what you did for a long time until you finally smelled the Kool-Aid and came back and did a startup, which is even harder than the job you had, right?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Not a good judgment on that part, but we're having fun with it. So I met Daily through a mutual friend that we had in common, and you know, what I loved about you guys, and I'd love you to share about this, is you two as a family and the way that you came together ultimately in business. But you have an incredible story of why you chose the profession that you ultimately did. And I think it's something that we all can really identify with in normal times, let alone in the times that we're in now. And so, Lyle, maybe to start off with you, you know, share a little bit of your background prior to what you do now and what led you to find this great profession.
And before he goes there, Lyle is one of the few people I've ever known that calls Robert Kiyosaki Bob. He's that close to Kiyosaki. That's that, you know, I still call him Mr. I was hoping someday to graduate to Robert, but I never dreamt in 1,000,000 years I would graduate to Bob, and I'm 69 years old. So I have a feeling Robert's going to be the top of the mountain, but I'm in awe of you, sir. So go ahead.
All right, so, you know, what I found is how we all end up where we end up. You know, I know that Tom's got a story, and Adrian, you have a story, Daly's got a story, and, of course, doesn't seem like we ever end up where we end up on purpose. It's usually kind of by accident, right? So, for me, I was in Longmont, Colorado. I built a very large business in the construction industry. And 1 year, I had a company that didn't pay me about $250,000. A lot of money, kind of a big hit for me, and that kind of set me on a different path. I was in my mid-40s, and I started looking around, and one day a guy came to my house to sell me some health insurance, and he pulled up in a really nice car, and he was dressed really nicely, and I was totally stressed out. I was so stressed out that I was having chest pains in my mid-40s, and he walked to the front door. I watched him walk to the front door, and he looked like he had no stress in his life. So I said, now before you tell me your policy, tell me about your life. I want to know everything there is to know. Because, I mean, I was in a bad place. So he told me everything about his life, and I said, how much money are you going to make this year? He told me, not that money is everything, but I rated it right up there with oxygen. It's kind of an important thing. And I thought to myself, this guy is going to make as much money this year as I am, but he's not killing himself to do it. So I kind of accidentally, divinely, somehow got into this industry. Did that for about 7 or 8 months, and I met another guy. I said, Lyle, you're working in the wrong part of the industry. You need to get into this other part. And that was also divinely inspired. And then I, of course, went to Kansas City to learn about the other part of the industry. And when I was in my mid to late 20s, I had a mentor. My very first mentor told me that if I wanted to be successful at anything, all I needed to do was find someone that was really successful at what I wanted to do, and then just get them to teach me how to do it. So I started looking around the room. I was in Kansas City for a mentor. And there was a guy in there that had 16,000 agents in 42 states. And I thought, that might be my guy. So I introduced myself to him. I said, hi, I'm from Denver. I know you live in California. We're in Kansas City. But I just need you to introduce me to somebody that you work with in Denver. He says, well, I'm sorry. I don't have anybody in Denver. So we shot the breeze for a little bit longer. And he says, you know, I'll come to Denver myself. I kind of like you. So he came to Denver 17 years ago. He was also, like I said, divinely inspired. He was also looking to do something different. So he and I, my wife, got together 17 years ago and started this little company that we've grown, just the three of us. I had some background in the Amway business. That's why I know Bob Kiyosaki. I had a pretty good-sized Amway business at one time. And my mentor had already been in this business for 21 years. So we got together. We started building. And now we have probably over 10,000 agents across the country. So that's a quick scenario of how it all came together. But it was never on purpose. It was just always some inflection point in our life that usually puts us on a different course.
How cool is that?
Yep.
So you said something interesting, and you hear this a lot, and you know I'm in a zone of trying to build a successful company, and so I'd love to learn from you on this, because a lot of people say, everybody knows you should go find somebody successful to be your mentor and listen to what they have to say, but everybody knows that. Not many people actually do it. And so what do you think, what does it really take to set aside whatever predispositions and whatever you think you know and actually listen to somebody and follow their advice? I think we all kind of need that in our life.
That's a great question. You know, Daly and I are still building our business, so we, of course, recruit people. And normally when I talk, this is not against anyone that's listening, but whenever I meet someone that's over 50, I actually learned this from my mentor. I tell him, you probably have about a 1 in a billion chance. I feel like I was lucky because I actually got into this business before I was 50. The reason that we ran into that situation, and so far, he has not proven me wrong. At least when I talk to men, that's kind of the way it is. A lot of times what happens to us is we allow our ego to get in the way.
Always.
And that just screws up the whole deal, right? Well, I did this part. I've already done that. I've done that. And I've done that. But you're telling me I need to do all this stuff. Well, it seems like I've already done that in my life. I don't need to do that again. I just want to do this part. And that's why they fail. The other one is, there's that one four-letter word. Arc. Cohort. Yeah, that's the other part of the formula. You have to be basically being willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah. Did you guys see the live I did today with Richard Brooke?
I haven't.
Yeah. Did you see it, Daly?
I saw that you were on, but I was jumping into another.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. But he said, we in the profession sell it like it's not work and that you're going to make money fast. And what's so crazy, it's exactly the opposite, but people fall for that every day. They go off the cliff and they get mad at network marketing, not the moron that told them it was easy and not work. And if we would just tell people, this is the hardest thing you've ever done in your life, but the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow truly exists. And what I love about you guys is that the financial Kiyosaki, going back to Kim Kiyosaki and Robert Kiyosaki, their entire life is financial literacy. Yours is the same way. You learned it. You taught your daughter, and you're teaching the world. And he's teaching me. And it's working out. So it's very, very smart. We're all over that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And, for so many of us, when you're trying to build that successful thing, really understanding that you don't know what you don't know. And I think especially, I don't know if you agree with this, but as you go, I came from a corporate background, and I want to talk about this after the first break, Daly, about your perceptions of this, and maybe we can kind of compare notes. I had this total preconception of, like he said, that he was around, but I always saw him on the phone because I actually saw him working at our house instead of just disappearing someplace. And so I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to do this corporate world. And so I went into the corporate world. I spent 10 years there. I had a pretty successful career. But you come back into this world of whether it be financial literacy or traditional network marketing or whatever it is, you have to unlearn so much of what worked in that world doesn't work over here. And so even when you find people who've been really successful someplace else, there's a lot that they have to reset their brain, don't they?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You set your brain, that's a great way to put it, for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Daly, how's it been working with your dad? I know you have got two beautiful children. You and your husband are in the same neighborhood as your parents, and you love what you do, and it's a joy every day because of the lives you're changing, right?
It is. It is. I'm not going to say it was easy. It was work. It was a conversation with somebody earlier today that found out that he's my dad. It's not something I come out and say right away. I let it be like the little hidden secret. But it was a challenge to kind of figure out how do we do the family life and how do we do work life, that work life balance. But then also it is past the work, it is so rewarding. And then this piece of being able to just help people understand that money doesn't have to be hard. It can be really easy. We're just all conditioned that it has to be hard. We grow up just learning from our parents, being stressed out or whatever it is, that money's hard, it's difficult. And then we're conditioned from work that we're supposed to do something. And all of these letters and numbers that come with money are hard to understand, when in fact it can be really easy and really rewarding. And so I think that being able to step into a position to be able to help people and go into a financial place with people, that really intimate piece of their life, and be able to take that financial fight out of a household is so rewarding. And to be able to give people that, it's been great. And to be able to travel with him and work with him and my mom has just been such a gift.
I think inherit from him is going to be also pretty important. So anybody like him, Adrian, when Adrian got married, he thought about taking his wife's name. So he was going to be able, it was unbelievable. Okay, so how do people get a hold of you?
You can call us.
What's your phone number?
My phone number is 303-621-4243 via email, which is daly.crom@fiveringsfinancial.com. You
cool.
can do the same for Lyle as well.
You should probably spell that for him.
Oh, that's 5, F-I-V-E.
No.
Oh,
that's not the hard part to spell.
D-A-L-E-Y.
Okay.
.com. K-R-O-M. And then 5 Green Financial is all spelled out.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to take a little break. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We're coming back right after this.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Lyle Donnelly, and Daley Crum.
Right. Well done.
Thank you very much. And I just love these. I love these daughters and sons of successful people carrying it on, because it's never going to stop. But you said something really important when you said 60% of the people in your company are women. And I am around all the time, because I'm old and I hang around with old people where the husband has died and the women have no financial literacy. And they're trying to get up to speed on all that stuff because they had it in their husband's hands, and all of a sudden he's gone, either via divorce or, unfortunately, death. So talk about that a little bit, because you're actually getting people ready for life. You're paying people with commissions to get ready for life, right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay. So probably 15 years ago, since my wife was part of our business, you know, Mike and I started the business with my wife, and if it had just been Mike and I, we're almost the same age as you are. I'm just a couple of years behind you. Our business would look like every other financial business in the country. Male, pale, and stale, pretty much, right? But since my wife was part of the business, she started attracting other women. And then we started doing some research, and we found out that 63% of all the financial wealth or all the retirement wealth in this country will be in the hands of single women by this year, 2020.
Wow.
Either single women, either divorced or widowed. So we found out that they would much rather talk to another woman, because somehow, some way, they communicate differently than we do. So they'd much rather talk to a woman than an old guy like me. And the other thing we found out is 83% of all financial decisions made every day in the United States are made by women. And the smart women let their husbands think that they made the decision. So that's so we actually did this by accident, but also by design. We also found out that women are much more loyal than men too. So
one of the things that we do to help women is we host all of the education we do for folks is free, so they can join any of our classes. We host a Money 101 class, which is like a little 30-minute little class. But then we do a class called Wine, Women, and Wealth. And that's where it's a really safe place for women to be able to come in and network and meet other like-minded women in their community that they feel safe to ask those scary questions. Women get a little nervous around talking about money, and unfortunately, we stick one of you men in the middle of the room, they're not going to talk. But give them a little glass of wine and some munchies, and they are more than happy to meet new friends and talk about money and really empower themselves and ask those scary questions. And what's really cool, and a little self-plug here, but there was a book called Wine, Women, and Wealth that was written last year by a whole bunch of women here in our company that are hosting Wine, Women, and Wealth all over the country. And it is the stories of women that have come to one of our events or worked with us personally and some of their success stories. So you can grab that on Amazon if you want.
What's the name of it? Wine, Women, and Wealth.
Wine, Women, and Wealth.
Cool.
That is really – and you're so right. I mean, you know, the unfortunate reality is – back to ego, Lyle. You know, most of us men, we don't know anything either, and we're really not willing to admit it. And so creating that kind of forum where it's a safe space, I commend that for women. I think it actually needs to exist for men, too. And, it, you know, it's probably harder to get men to admit that they don't know. But we all, you know, we all need that help and that support. And I think it's really admirable that you guys are doing that. And again, in normal times, we need this. In uncertain times, which we are certainly in pretty uncharted waters right now, we need it even more. And you're able to touch a lot of lives even more than ever in a time like this, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Daily, as a mom of young kids surviving during them being home and working this, you know, just talk about how this profession has been a gift to you, I hope, and I would imagine, being able to weather this time when you don't have the structure that you're used to, and how that might inspire other moms out there to check something out like what you do.
Yeah, I think what we do is super powerful, not only just for women, but for everybody. The unemployment rate right now is just astronomical, and in fact, our company is growing. And the reason being is because that we get to work with people on a part-time or dual career basis, which means not only if you're part-time or dual career, but if you're a mom or a dad or a grandma that stays home and just needs a little bit of extra income. So our company is growing astronomically right now because of that. And honestly, for me, we haven't skipped a beat. I've actually gotten busier because of the pandemic and all of the craziness that's going on. And the other gift that I have is that I have great mentorship and people in my life that I can trust and wonderful leaders. But being able to be a mom, and I'm telling you, all those mamas and daddies out there homeschooling, I get you. It was definitely a challenge, but being able to make my own schedule and teach my kids and then be there now for the summertime to do whatever I need to do now, because there's not summer camps, is going to be fantastic. And my income is growing. It's not going down, and I don't have to rely on a stimulus check or an unemployment check. I just know that I can rely on myself because of that four-letter word called work.
Beautiful. Well, you guys, thank you for coming on. And we are out of here. We're going to come back right after this. Thank you very much, Genesis Communication Network, for having us. We've been on 12 years with you, and we appreciate you. For the Network Marketing Leadership Show, we will be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Protests in the wake of George Floyd's death are stretching into their second weekend, with Washington, D.C. seeing the city's largest demonstration since he was killed on Memorial Day in Minneapolis. Also in D.C., the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, had a message painted on the city street that leads to the White House, and it says, "Black Lives Matter," in large yellow letters that take up the entire street.
Residents of Minneapolis and St. Paul are no longer under a curfew, and the state is planning to start sending state troopers and National Guard members back to their homes. And Philadelphia city leaders are getting ready for what is expected to be an even bigger Justice for George Floyd protest at the Art Museum. The National Guard and other law enforcement agencies are continuing to assist Philadelphia police. And a public viewing and private memorial service for George Floyd are being held in Rayford, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News. The NYPD officer who was recorded pushing a woman to the ground in Brooklyn has been suspended without pay. Additionally, a supervisor who was on the scene has now been transferred. Each of these cases have been referred to the department advocate for disciplinary action. The woman, Danya Zayer, said the police officer knocked her phone out of her hand when she put her arms up to protect herself. He cursed at her, called her derogatory terms, and then shoved her. She had a seizure and a concussion after the incident. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a video statement saying, "We were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier who were protesting police brutality." The statement comes amid nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd, but also years of controversy when the NFL refused to support Colin Kaepernick and other players who knelt in protest over police brutality. In his minute and a half statement, Goodell did not mention Kaepernick by name, but he said the NFL will encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. Goodell also said without black players, there would be no National Football League. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, everybody, we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and we decided to do a pivot when we started watching the news, and all of a sudden it dawned on me. I got a cover photo from a guy named Luis Ariaza of a beautiful heart with a black background, and I thought, you know, that's exactly what we exemplify, but we need to talk about that. So the four people that were on the show on the front end were going to be there the whole show, but I cut it in half to get Andre on here, Andre Norman, and Troy Dooley. And Troy Dooley is one of the big voices of network marketing all over the world. He's kind of like he's one of those guys that calls it as it is. He's a former Marine, unbelievable, loving, unbelievable human being. And he and I got, well, actually me, a guy actually really, really called me on out on a Facebook Live the other day as being somebody that might have been a little bit racist, and it wasn't true. But then I started getting a deeper dialogue with somebody I love a lot, and they were talking to me about microaggressions. And this individual said, you need to look at the way that you look at the words that come out of your mouth. And I go, what's that mean? She goes, microaggressions. And I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you think you're funny a lot. You know, you're not. You're mean. and you're racist and you're sexist and all those things that you think you aren't, you are. And I want you to go read this book, and I'll get the name of the book, but basically, God, I can't think of the name of it.
The New Jim Crow.
The New Jim Crow.
Michelle Alexander.
Yeah, so this individual sent me that book on Audible, and I'm literally reading it with this person to become a better man, because I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth, and I don't think 99% of the people, because we are preconditioned to have that little bias twinge, and I don't want that twinge. I want to be a loving human being. So Andre Norman is with us. Go to AndreNorman.com. He just wrote a terrific new book that he'll show you in a second. We've got Troy Dooley with us, who's never written a book in his life, but everybody knows who he is. And here we go. So what do you say, Troy? You were actually a target of that same Facebook Live, just not at the level I was. It was hurtful, and it didn't feel very good. And I watched it, and I was all self-righteous until I started looking at it, and I thought, there's a modicum of truth there. And that individual that did it had no right to say what he said, but at the same time, he had a right to say what he said because Tom Chenault's wired that way a little bit. What do you think?
Well, you definitely are wired to say what you think. You've always been that way the whole time that I've known you. But at the same time, that's in private and public. You're not different in public than you are in private. That's the one thing I've seen, because you've called me things in public and then called me the same thing in private. So, I mean, it's just the way you are. However, I wrote about this on Facebook today because most of us act as posers. We either pretend we're something in public that we're not, whether we're tough men or we're little wussies, or whether we want to spout out something that's hurtful, or act like we're all lovey-dovey. And you can see this. I mean, in some of the critical time we're going through right now, you can go over and look at certain people's Facebook profiles, and if they're not under stress, they talk about peace and love and rainbows and unicorns. But then when you go look at what they've written inside of a post, they're anything but that. And I don't think they're bad people. I just don't think they even realize the microaggression that gets exacerbated because of the baggage we all carry.
What do we do about this, Andre?
Well, there's a difference between being aggressive and being rude or being direct.
Yeah.
I'm extremely direct. So I often get called arrogant because I'm direct and I'm right a lot. So for a lot of people, I'm arrogant. But if you ask them, was he right, they'll say yes. Did he tell you factually exactly minus the BS? They'll say yes. But to somebody who's not really ready to have that type of conversation, I'm deemed aggressive and I'm deemed arrogant. And I mean, I'm not trying to dance around. It's your perception. Now, when you get to racist, that's talking about you don't like me because I'm black. Now, you can say some things that are insensitive. You can say some things that are out of line. That doesn't necessarily make you a racist. It might make you insensitive. It might make you not caring, but racist is, I just don't like you because you're black. I don't like you because you're white. I don't like you because you're Latino. That's different for me than just being, I'm saying, maybe a jerk or rude.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think the moment that we're in right now, I think it's the good that I hope is coming from this, and I think is coming for me personally, is that I think this thing has gotten big enough that I think it's touching every one of our lives, and it's having us step back and go, okay, what role, even if I don't feel like I am touched by this in a personal way because of the color of my skin, because of the place that I live, because I don't live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or Los Angeles, or places where there's a lot of stuff going down. This is a conversation that impacts every single one of us, certainly in the United States and probably well beyond that as well. And so I'm finding that people that normally don't engage with this topic in conversation are engaging with it. And I think that's a good thing.
I'm aware. I'm a better man than I was 2 weeks ago. I'm actually 90 days ago. This pandemic has really, really got me to start thinking about things and rigorous self-inquiry. This whole thing with this unbelievably horrible shooting down in Florida with a police officer who got that guy, and then this thing up in Minneapolis, I'm looking at it going, you know what? This has got to end. We've got to start loving people, don't you think?
I mean, I'm a firm believer that the more people in discussion, the better. And the first thing that happens, I've been having a lot of discussions. I have white family. I mean, they're not, Michael Bernoff's not a friend. He's family to me. And I can give you a list of people who are family to me. And folks don't like it, too bad. Because when I was in my lowest point, my family stepped up. And not all black people stepped up. Not all white people stepped up. But the people I call family stepped up. So I'm having a conversation like, Dre, why the looting? Dre, why the violence? Dre, why? It gets to the point, it's two things. When you've been historically killed, tortured, beaten, sold, whatever you want to call it, at what point and do you do something, and what does that look like? So I don't believe in looting. I don't believe in you hit me today, someone go down the street and punch somebody else tomorrow. But for the people who don't have that sensibility or that insight, what do you tell a person to do in response to being killed? That's the dilemma. We don't agree with looting. We don't agree with destroying property. We don't agree with attacking people across the board. But now, what are we going to... You tell me, Tom, go tell them black folks and the white folks who support them, the guys who are... This is what they need to do, and I go to the street and bring that message. I can go on the street in real time. But there's not a message going forward of what they need to do, or they're doing what comes to mind, or they're doing what's being presented to them. They're doing what's an option to them. Even though they know it's wrong, they don't have a right thing to do that's equally acceptable.
What do you think of that, Troy?
Well, I got a question on, right, because I grew up in the 60s, so I got to, and I grew up in Kansas City, so I saw the same type of anger, the same type of explosion then, and I saw the aftermath of that. I remember watching the Watts riots and great people who are on the same side of the cause are living in these areas, and some of these areas to this day haven't totally come back. How can we, not just as white people, but as Americans, how can we help people to understand, look, you're not just hurting other people. You're not just causing a large conversation. You're hurting the people that you love. How can we help that situation? Because that's the part I still have confusion on. I don't know what message to bring when I'm seeing good people being hurt in the same communities by people that are saying, I want to protect these people. That's my confusion. Maybe as a white guy, I mean, I'll be honest here, that maybe I just haven't lived it. Can you help us understand?
This is not about protection. This is about being fed up. People in the streets right now, it's not about protection. It's not even about honoring George Floyd. It's about being frustrated, fed up, and erect. If that was your child in the street and you watched your child die on video, you're not trying to be logical. You're not trying to be sensible. You're going to be enraged. And so what you have is an enraged community that's not making sense, that's not using logic, that's not following any structure or pattern, and it doesn't matter. If you've ever gotten mad at home and kicked something over in your own house, I know people who broke their own phone. I personally have never done it. They got mad and slammed the phone down. That's your phone. You got to buy a new one. But when you get so emotional and you get so upset, you might smash your phone. You might slam a door. And those things belong to you. So right now, the community is so upset that they don't care or they're not focused on what they're breaking. I just need to break something. And that's the mindset. So it's not about protection. It's not about right or wrong. You go back to the original time when we got off the boat, tortured, killed, made to work, sold, hung. You get out of slavery, you get to lynching, the whole Jim Crow era, just hanging black people for fun. Or whatever the cause was, and people would literally stand around and watch lynchings. Went on for a whole decade, whole generation. Passed to that, and you just keep going forward. Now we get to Rodney King, which wasn't the first. It was just the first for America. Then you get to all the rest of the names. I'm not saying right or wrong, but as a person watching this, watching that man die on the street wasn't much different than watching the old lynching movies. The only difference is it's 2020.
Amen.
I'm watching a live lynching in 2020, and there's five police officers standing around helping. If there was an intent or not, doesn't matter. I'm going to the end result.
Understand.
It was all bad ending. So as a black person, I'm thinking, oh, my God, is this Jim Crow 2020? Is this slavery 2020 where you can just take me out and kill me for writing bad checks? Take me to court, send me to jail, But death on a sidewalk for bad checks is tight. That's a tough one.
It's sickening, and you're correct. It's been happening forever, and it is pent-up rage for generations. And what we've got to do is understand that, hear these people, listen to them, so they finally feel like change is absolutely going to happen, however slow. It's going to take a long time, but we've got to start listening, because we have hurt those people forever. And it's just those people, not anybody gets oppressed. Not just that wasn't a descriptor.
No.
It's
I got
just wrong.
It's going to take a long time is the wrong. I'm cool with these people, those people, more so than it's going to take a long time. We want change. Change now isn't, it's fixed now. It's we stand up now.
Good.
There's a difference between change now and it's completed now. When you say, I'm going to build this mall, you buy the land, you break the ground, that's the starting of the project. But you stood up. Everybody stood up and said, we're going to build this building. We're saying, hey, let's cut the ribbon. Then we can talk, we can have a celebration when the building's done. So
we
want to
take a break
now.
We got to take a quick break. So we're coming back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, sponsored by ContactMapping.com. We'll be right back.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, AndreNorman.com, and TroyDooley.com. So, Andre wants to say something in response to a question he anticipated from the ether. So, is it racism? Is it police brutality? What is it, Andre?
It's a way of life. To this day, when I drive down the street and I pass a police car on the side of the road, for the next mile, I'm in my mirror looking to see if he's coming off the shoulder.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally, I mean, that's not even a joke. That's in real time. That's yesterday. That's the day before. Because I don't know if he comes off that shoulder if I'm going to get through this traffic stop. That's not just for the cameras. That's real life. And that says in the life of black people, you know, when that cop comes off the shoulder, it could be all bad. Because you have no rights. You have no justice. And then, let's make me George Floyd. And I've been for the last 20 years of my life teaching at Harvard, teaching at MIT, going to Honduras. I stopped the Ferguson riots. I've done a lot of stuff to make things better. But had that been me, the narrative today would have been ex-criminal, ex-gang member, violent guy. He must have done something. And the rest of the world would have been like, yeah, I could see that. And it had been done. So I don't believe every case is based on racism, but it's gonna lend in that box once it's white cop, black guy. Even if it is or isn't, it's gonna fall in that box. Just because, like saying jocks are stupid. No, they're not. But if you say you're a jock, you're gonna be accused of not being smart. Cool. If you're blonde and you're pretty, then you're not smart. So there's the stereotypical things that are always gonna fall into a box. And your son was saying, this is not rage. This is just how it's been since the boat landed some years ago. This is just accepted life in the black community that white folks have the right to kill you. And as sending your babies outside, you don't know three kids in the truck and see your son and just kill him just because. The guy was jogging in Georgia a couple weeks ago, and two guys just decided he looked like a burglar from 2 weeks ago. Not this morning. Nobody's screaming, they stole my purse. They ran him down. He ended up dying. And it was like, what happened? Oh, he looked like a burglar from 2 weeks ago. And the cops said, no problem, let him go home. You're telling me and my cousin couldn't have killed the white man. The police pull up. We still got guns. And say, oh, he looked like a burglar from 2 weeks ago. No problem, Dre, go home. Not going to happen. So I don't want to stop racism. Let's be clear. You have the right to not like me because I'm black. You have the right to not like me. For whatever the reason, you don't want to like me. I don't need you to like me. Just don't kill me.
I love that.
You have to like me. I don't like everybody. But I don't have the right to kill you because I don't like you. Stay away from me. Go move to Montana. But just don't join the police force and go work in an inner city and say you don't like black people. Defeats logic.
Oh, man.
You know, Tom, Adrian said something. I want to intervene. He used the word fear. And I think that is a 100% truth on both sides of this equation, because I've got a great friend of mine, very successful, just like Dre. I mean, great guy. But he said, Troy, I've lived with fear all my freaking life. But yet white people are almost the same. The only reason I'm not fearful, I was a bounty hunter. I went into the community and pulled out criminals. It wasn't a black white thing. I just pulled out bad guys. I got to know people very, very well. Most white people don't do that. They watch the news. Or they watch a movie from Hollywood, so all Mexicans have got to be lazy, all blacks must be into drug dealing, all Italians must be bad gangsters. We watch this crap, and then we become fearful inside, I think without even knowing it. It's a subliminal message that we have inside, and we got to figure out a way to stop this crap.
Have you read this book?
Go ahead. He said earlier during the break, that, what were you saying, that the way we attacked the Me Too movement, is that going to be the same thing with dealing with racism? In the 70s, when I grew up, there was no such thing as domestic violence. You could beat up your wife. It was called handling your household.
Oh, my gosh.
I watched it. I lived it. And if the police happened to show up, they would tell my dad, listen, the neighbors called, keep it down. Domestic violence didn't exist in the 70s. Did not exist. It was non-existent. And the same thing now, we have to say, I don't want to force people to love everybody. That might not be who you are. But let's say you don't have the right to kill the people that you don't like just because you don't like. There's enough places in this country that you can go to be around people that look just like you and think like you, but don't go to where you know they are and wonder why you're having an encounter.
Now, what about a book called White Fragility? Have you ever heard of it?
Not that one.
That's the second one. So I just want, is it, what would you read if you're me, to give me some optic from where I stand of how to understand this in order to love like crazy, then love more, and do what I can do to make this thing better?
Love like crazy and understanding is two different things. If you have love in your heart, you're going to love like crazy. Understanding is a completely different animal. I would say there's a, people like to listen to Martin Luther King. Go listen to Malcolm X. Listen to Malcolm X's speeches, because he speaks to the brutality that was suffered upon black people. He wasn't talking about, let's make it right. He's like, hey, we're being beat. But again, black Muslim, hard to listen to. I'm saying, but other than, you can get past the black Muslim part and say, let's listen to what he was saying and talking about. This is what he was speaking about throughout the 60s at one level, minus the religious part. That's definitely to hear the pain. It's not going to be the solution. He's going to speak only to the pain. His solutions weren't the best of the best, but he definitely spoke to the pain.
Andre, we love you. I cannot believe with 15 minutes notice you're sitting in a studio on this show because you care about this world so much. Troy Dooley, you the same way. Next week we've got Rob Sperry on here, who's a beast in his own right. But I love you guys, and thank you very much for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.